are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
People, you've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. Happy 2014. We're starting off this year with a whole new wave, a whole new frequency, if you guys know what I'm saying. Beautiful. What's going on, people? I'm your host, Davey Crockett. I want to welcome you to this new, beautiful, blessed year full of happiness, joy, love, light, laughter. Are you as excited as I am? Are you as excited as I am? Ah, I want to give each and every single one of you my personal blessing, sending you all of my love, high vibrations, and happiness. From my heart to yours. I'm going to prepare you, ladies and gentlemen, for 2014 to be the best year that you've ever experienced. We are in a plethora of changing and transformational energies and vibrations that are constantly surrounding us. And this year represents the transition between who you once were and who you now come to be. Very powerful stuff. Welcome to the Vibration Station. How are we doing today? If you want to call me live on the air, you could do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. You can also email me live, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. What was that? davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. We got a high vibe and show for you guys today. I wanted to kick off the new year with a whole new idea, right? We all have New Year's resolutions. We all have, things that we want to change about ourselves, our surroundings, our relationships, our work, the cars that we drive. We're saying 2014 is the year that we are going to obtain and create everything that we have wanted. At least it's going to be the start to understanding and knowing that you can obtain anything and everything that you want. Today we are going to be talking about a few things. Number one, we're going to be talking about easy ways, make it easy on yourself, easy ways to continue with your New Year's resolutions. Along with that, we're also going to be talking about how maybe cutting out certain aspects of your social media life could really add and flavor and spice up your new year. Also, I was reading this article, and do you know that your social media websites that you visit a minimum of the average American visits their checks social media. I believe it was about 10 times a day they'll, you know, check a minimum or an average of 10 times a day. You know, whether it's on your phone, you check your Instagram, you check your Twitter, you check your Facebook, you check your LinkedIn, you know, the whole nine yard. You check your, you know, pin it, your, you know, whatever it is. You're checking it at social media. And my point is, I read this article that social media actually has a lot to do with you following through with your New Year's resolutions. You say, Dave, how are they even related? What does one have to do with the other? And I say, well, folks, we'll let you know in just a moment. Right now, I just want to talk about the importance of fulfilling a New Year's resolution. Whether it may be a New Year's resolution that you've been trying to resolve for 5 years, 6 years, and this is the year that you're like, you know what, I'm done, I'm gonna quit smoking, or I'm done, I'm gonna quit my job, as long as I have something else lined up. Whatever it may be, we're gonna start out by introducing you to a new way of viewing your New Year's resolution. So, January 1st, 2014, it's 10 a.m., you just woke up, you feel good, except for the fact that the only thing on your mind is, I can't do this. I can't have a cigarette. Wow. I would say that's probably one of the most common New Year's resolutions, right? Smoking. So we're just going to use that as an example. You know, maybe it's breaking off a relationship that you felt is unhealthy and you just haven't really had the will to do so, right? So it's 10 a.m., January 1st, 2014. You feel good, except for the fact that you can't have that morning cigarette. Except for the fact that you can't call that person that you so want to call and say, Happy New Year. Let's hang out. Let's meet up, right? Whatever it may be, you can't do it. So the only thing on your mind at that time is the lack of what you are not enabling yourself to do. That's all you're thinking about is the lack, the, oh, I can't do this. I can't do this. Am I wrong? Am I right? Let me know. At least that's how I felt with my personal experiences in the past and this year with my New Year's resolutions. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to introduce to you a way. It is no longer a resolution. It is a revolution. Do you understand? You are not resolving. You are not... It is not that you are letting something go in your life. You are adding. You are evolving. Do you know what I'm saying? You're adding something to your life. You're adding greatness to your life by discontinuing the things that were holding you back in the previous year or years. See, it's all subconscious. It's all in the mind. It's all the way that you hear it. It's all the way that people talk about it, you know? You talk to your friends. Oh, I got one more week. Oh, dude, I got six more days until, you know, I can't smoke anymore. You know? Okay, it's December 31st. 11:56, I'm going to have my last cigarette of my life. You don't need to do it like that. You don't need to do it like that. I'm going to introduce to you a way of viewing a New Year's resolution as a New Year's revolution, as a New Year's addition to yourself, an addition to your being. It is no longer you losing something that you once did or once had. There's no longer a sense of lack. There is only a sense of gain. Right? So the way that we view this is don't set a goal for yourself, right? Don't put it high on a pedestal. And it's easier said than done, absolutely. Right? You've been smoking for 10 years, how do you all of a sudden just, you know, not put the fact that you're going to quit on a pedestal? How do you just keep that in the back of your mind and you know, not get completely overwhelmed by the idea? Well, it's the way that you view it. It's the way that you feel about it when you think about it. It's the emotional response that you give it. And here we are on the vibration station, so remember that you can control your emotional response to anything you experience. There is no set way that you have to feel about something that happens in your life, right? There's, I mean, societal expectation. There's things that society will set for you to, not necessarily set for you, but society will kind of set up a blueprint for how you should feel when something happens, right? For example, you get in a car accident and you're mad at the person that just hit you, right? That's kind of a societal standard blueprint, right? If somebody does wrong to you, you feel hurt and you know, might retaliate, even, you know, look for revenge. So these are things that I'm saying, you know, we all react. Instead of responding, we react, right? Instead of deliberately responding, deliberately lining up with ourselves, controlling our emotional state of being, and understand that, you know, we attracted this, we created this, right? We just jump straight to, no! Why'd you hit me? No, get my insurance. You know, instead of just like, oh, you know, I understand we were both, you know, out of alignment. You know, I apologize. And, you know, thank you for saying sorry to me. You know, I'm sorry that this happened. It takes two to tango. Let's exchange information. Have a beautiful, blessed day, right? How much easier would things be? So same thing with your New Year's resolutions. You know, we've been taught to have such a firm, you know, set in, okay, January 1st is the day, and if I break it, you know, then I'm just going to smoke for the rest of the year until next year comes around. I know it's happened. I've done it. Fuck it. Excuse me. Seriously, though, it's easy to do. It's super easy to do. So what I'm telling you is you no longer set goals, right? You no longer set these things that you want to change for yourself on a pedestal. It doesn't really work a lot of the time unless you've been really, really lining up with it and you are ready to kick that, whatever that may be, on that day. If you're lining up and you feel great about it and you're not focused on the lack of whatever it was and there's no resistance towards it, there's no, oh, I wish I could do that in the 2000s. No. You can't have that, right? It needs to be pure. It needs to be a pure, clean, connected, aligned vibration of, this is why I'm doing this, to better myself, and, you know, that's it. It's an addition to me. I'm evolving. It's a revolution. Not a resolution, a revolution. We're evolving, right? You're evolving your being, especially in the date and time that we are today. 2014, man, you have no idea the things that our planet's going to be experiencing within the next 5 years. This is the kickoff into like a whole new realm of like positivity and a whole new way of viewing our collective community, right? This collective community being planet Earth, right? This is like the leading edge of a new amazing shift in consciousness. And we are riding the wave. We are smack dab in the middle of it, and we are riding it. And that's why it's so important for you to control your emotions. That's why we're so stoked for this year. So how do we do this? Let's get back to the New Year's revolution. How do we do this? How do you make not smoking or, you know, whatever changes that may be, how do you make that not such a big deal? Well, you let it flow freely. You let the idea flow within you. You don't resist. Every time it comes into your head, don't think to myself, I can't do that. Just don't. Think to yourself, I can do that, and I've been doing that. And now, because I'm evolved, I no longer need that for my contentment. I no longer need this to bring me happiness. Well, your friends will say, Did you set a goal? Did you just one day you just cold turkeyed it? Well, I didn't think about it too much. You know? I know that I wanted to stop. I didn't put it on a pedestal. And I just started focusing my attention onto the things that I did want. And every time whatever that is that I did not want anymore in my life would pop into my head, I would remind myself that that's the old me. I've been in a revolution, guys. This is a brand new me. Right? So it's no longer, I've lost, I'm not smoking anymore. I've lost that. There's no longer, you know, resistance to the idea. There's no longer, compare these two. How does this sound? I just, you know, January 1st, I'm just quitting smoking. And I, you know, here it is. And fuck, I want a cigarette. Oh man, I want a cigarette. Ah, you know. Oh, I wish I could smoke. I just, you know, how does that sound, right? Versus, well, it's 2014. It's a brand new year. And that no longer serves me in the way that it did for the past X amount of years. I'm embraced by the idea of letting it go. I'm turned on, not sexually, obviously, but emotionally turned on by the idea of no longer continuing this habit, whatever it may be, right? How powerful is that? How great does that feel? You're completely switching the paradigm. You're completely turning the other end of the stick over, right? So that's what we're going to work on. That's what we're going to work on over the next few weeks. We're going to work on approaching your resolutions as revolutions with ease. Nobody's telling you you have to do this. You are not forcing yourself to do this. You simply want to do it because it's going to evolve the individual that you've become. Right? And if you slip up, it's okay. The worst thing to do, the absolute worst thing to do to yourself is if you fall back on your New Year's resolution, let's say you have the cigarette or you, you know, see the person that you told yourself you were going to let go or, you know, whatever. The worst thing to do is to then resent yourself for doing that. Because then you have all this, you know, squirrely mixed up energy, right? Because then you want to do this, you know what you want to do for yourself, but then you did what you used to do, but now you're mad at yourself because you can't let it go, and then there's a cause, this resistance within. No. It's okay. It's okay. Just look at it as you're getting closer and closer and closer and closer to that fully new you. You are getting closer to that fully evolved you, that new evolved you that no longer needs this for contentment, no longer needs this to maintain happiness, right? Dude, this awesome. We're talking about just empowering yourself and never getting down on yourself for doing something that brought you joy, you know? If you can go from, you know, and the only reason why I'm using smoking is because you can, you know, you can really relate it to anything, like any habit, right? Any habit is what I'm referring to. Because that's what we do in 2014. We drop our old habits that didn't serve us, right? But then, this is what the whole show's about. You have resistance towards dropping these. You have a difficult time finding alignment within yourself without whatever it is that you were, you know, habitually engaging in. And that's what the show is about. It's about learning not to lose something, not to give something up in 2014, but to gain something. To see, to have foresight into the person that you are becoming by letting go of the things that held you back from the fullness of who you are. Powerful stuff, man. Really powerful stuff. Really, really, really powerful stuff. If you deliberately apply this to the changes that you're trying to make in your life, I guarantee you it's going to work. I guarantee you it's going to work. Not a doubt in my mind. Not a doubt in my mind. It's just so much easier. It's just so much easier than having to do something. I have to do this for myself. I have to do this. I have to quit. Nah. You want to quit. You want to quit. Because it'll make you feel better. And if you slip up, each time you slip up is just, you know what? The contrast launches a rocket of desire for what you do want. So let's say that it's 2014. You say you're coming into alignment with it. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to smoke anymore. I don't want to smoke anymore. You know, you're with friends and all of a sudden you have a cigarette. Don't beat up on yourself. Don't resist. Don't cause resistance, because by you having that cigarette after you told yourself you're not going to, all you're doing is launching a rocket of desire to get you closer to no longer smoking. So that's awesome. Good. I'm glad. That's awesome that you had that cigarette. And you know what's even more awesome? That you didn't have a pack before that one. You know what's even more awesome is that you hadn't smoked, you're not smoking an eighth of what you used to. A 16th of what you used to. Think about that. If you smoked a pack a day and then you just cut it down to one cigarette a day in 2014, man, you're launching rockets of desire every single moment. You're like, you know, and now I'm talking about when you're in alignment with yourself. Now I'm not saying evolve yourself and then just, you know, go back to it and start smoking again. I'm not saying don't perpetuate this, you know, don't start a new snowball on, you know, evolving yourself and then, you know, just, screw it. Because then we're going back in time. You know what I mean? Then we're taking steps back. But it's all the way that you approach it. And that's the way that people go back on their resolutions. That's the way that people go back, is because once they break them, they say, excuse my French, fuck it. I already did it this year. There's no going back now. Because they don't forgive themselves. You don't forgive yourself, right? And I don't blame you. It's okay not to, you know, well, it's okay to do anything, right? Essentially, but you know, it's okay to have that feeling where you don't forgive yourself because you got down on yourself. But what I'm saying is, it's just so much more powerful when you just let it go. And that's how you can evolve, right? Is by letting something go. Oh, I smoked a cigarette in 2014. Okay, you know what? That just shows me, it was a great cigarette, but it shows me just how badly I want to quit. I remember doing this, and I remember how my lungs felt. I remember how my body felt. And after not smoking a pack a day, or not smoking half a pack a day, and only smoking one a day, or one every other day, or even one a week, my body feels great. My body feels great. I'll tell you guys, I used to smoke and I quit smoking. And when I quit smoking, my body felt amazing. And I was completely blind to what I was putting in it. I was completely blind to, you know, I just thought that the way that I felt when I smoked, that's just, I felt normal. That was just the way that I felt, because I woke up, I had a cigarette. Lunch, I had a cigarette. After, I had a cigarette. It's always smoking. You know what I mean? You revolve your life around those smoke breaks. You know, you go home and then you go outside, you have a cigarette, right? So, but I realized once I quit, all of a sudden, you're like, whoa, like, I have more energy than I've ever had for the past 4 years, you know? I can actually walk up a flight of stairs and maintain my regular breath. Do you know what I'm saying? So all of a sudden, you let these things go, and then you feel amazing. But guess what? I didn't just go, you know, well, I went cold turkey, but then I had a cigarette every now and again afterwards. And the first week was super hard, super hard. But after I had that cigarette, after I told myself I wasn't going to smoke, I didn't beat myself up. I told myself, I go, Dave, if you smoke, you're not going to beat yourself up. You're just going to say, okay, you smoked. And this is getting you closer and closer to just showing you how you can operate so much better without it. And then soon enough, one day, without even thinking about it. See, guys, that's when it happens, when you don't even think about it. When you build up all this momentum, all this energy towards something, all this, you know, I'm going to change, and you let it go. You give it up. You let it go. completely forget about it. And then that's when the change comes, because there's no resistance. You're not holding on to anything. Really powerful stuff. Really, really powerful stuff. So I let it go, and one day I'm surrounded with all my friends that still smoke, and what happens? I don't even think about it. They go, you know, Dave, you want a cigarette? No. Wow. No. No. Wow. No, I don't. Whoa. That's weird. I haven't thought about this in weeks. Bam. Done. Done. Check it off your list. Oh, really, really powerful stuff, guys. I love each and every one of you. Do you know that? If you want to call in live on the air, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can also email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. We're going to take a transitional song. This is Chances Are Good, Witch Away. It's good stuff. Then we're going to get into social media. We just got to have a healthy vibrational transition from one topic to the next. Check it out.
And them sweet sounds of them violence vibrating in the vine plants. Grateful to the grandparents and transparent tarantulas. Pachamama, Yeshua, crescent songs and vegetables. Created blessings one and all. Sufferings to suffer does. Dig in the mud, sing for your blood with all of your love. Kisses and hugs, fishes and bugs, deers and the doves, trees and the shrubs. Wishing your love, sending those prayers and those thank you cards to each and every single star. To who and what we are. Say you feel a little low today. Well, that's alright, we're gonna use this perfect time to pray. And focus love and light in every single which way. Until your spirit's bright and blazing those we chony race, we chony, we chony. Thank your grandpa's, grandma's, greatest great grandson with that big bright flint tongue. Spitting while he's speaking, listen to the teaching. The remedies are reaching the furthest branches, taking chances, painting the canvas. Intrinsic, synchronistic music and magic. Worrying is never had in one head of cabbage to the garden of that everlasting homage. Paying homage with that awesome mileage. Million millennium, mycelium, helium, levitating helixes. Fire, ether, relationship, perfect combination. For consciousness exploration, jumping the stages, moving through mazes, blessing the sacreds, changing the matrix for all our relations. Feel a little low today, well that's alright, we're gonna use this perfect time to pray. Focus, love, and light in every single which way. Until your spirit's bright and blazing those we chose to raise, we chose to, we chose to.
And chances are good. So great. Feel a little love today. Well, that's all right. We're going to use this perfect time to pray, focus, love, and light in every single which way until your spirit's bright. Ah, beautiful. Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, Chances. We love you. We are going to now talk about how social media can affect your New Year's resolutions, how they can affect them in a negative way, and how they can affect them in a positive way. Also, how you can use social media to inspire, right, yourself and others to follow through with the things that they wish to change about themselves for the new year. Number one, when you go onto Facebook, when you go onto Twitter or Instagram, right, you're constantly being flooded. Subconsciously and consciously, constantly being flooded with, you know, what everybody else is doing. Every single second on your news feed, or, you know, you scroll on Instagram or Twitter, whatever it is, every single second, you're seeing pictures and comments and updates of what everybody that you're connected with does, right? So how could this affect you, right? So this is really interesting, actually, how affected people are by what they're exposed to via social media. Now, you know, it is said that we all bounce off of each other. We all use each other and learn from each other. Well, that is very true. That is very true. But along with learning from each other, we also mimic. We learn to mimic each other almost subconsciously by, you know, the things that we are exposed to. When we see another person doing something, subconsciously, it inspires us, right, to do something similar in that nature. If we see, well, not all the time, if we see somebody doing something that we like, right, something that plants a seed, right, it inspires us to do something of that nature. You know? For example, we're going to use smoking. Let's say that, like millions of people around the world, 2014, you are giving up smoking. Well, when you go onto Facebook and you're connected with all your friends that, you know, still smoke, what are you going to see? What are you going to hear about? What are you going to do, right? It's all going to be the old triggers that you would associate with this group and with doing this habit. So what does that do? That plants seeds in your head. And once those seeds are planted, you're either going to have one of two emotional responses. One, you're going to have a feeling of lack, a feeling of almost self-resentment because you are cutting yourself off from doing something that you enjoyed, right? So that's not good because then you're missing, like we were talking about earlier, it's now lack, it's now lackful thinking, it's now I'm giving something up and look, these people are still doing it, right? Or what you're going to feel is proud. You're going to feel empowered. And you're going to say, you know what, I'm so happy for myself that I have slipped out of this realm while these people that I was with for quite some time are still in it. I am the powerful one. I have empowered myself. So there's two ways of approaching that, right? But the big thing is, it's the seeds that are being planted in your consciousness. It's those little seeds that you see, okay? Facebook. We're going to go Instagram. Are you kidding me? Instagram's all, that's all it is pictures. That's all it is. You just scroll pictures, 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 pictures. That's it. So what do people post? All the time. All the time. What they're doing. That's it. That's all people post. What they're doing, what they're looking at, what they, you know, what they think is cool. What? Okay. So let's say that, you know, same scenario. You're trying to let something go, but you just go on your Instagram, right? You're at work. You're on the shitter at work. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's my joke. That's my Instagram time. So, you know, and you're scrolling down, and what do you see? You see people doing those things that you just recently told yourself you're no longer going to be doing. And what are the chances that you follow somebody that, you know, that people follow you, you follow people. So you're connected with people, you're seeing their feed of people that have, you know, like interests, like experiences that have similar interests with you. Chances are very high. Those are your friends. Most everybody has some sort of social media. So chances are, if you are, you know, trying to change something in your life, and these people continue to do them, you're going to be affected by the things that you see on Instagram. You're going to be affected by the pictures that your friends are posting, you know, of doing those things that you no longer want to do. Let's say, you know, you no longer want to drink alcohol. That's awesome. That's a really, really positive thing to do, right? We all know it's a poison. We all know it's bad for you. So, you know, what are half the pictures on Instagram? People at clubs, people partying. They have drinks in their hand, beer, you know. What, you know, what? That's all it is. And then what are you going to do, right, when you see this and you see all these people having such a fun time? you know, and they're all drinking and blah, blah, blah. And then here you are at work, you know, sitting on your Instagram, whatever. You're in the restroom. you know, you look at that, you're obviously going to have an emotional response. Right? It's still one of the two. You're either going to say, oh, that's a bummer. I wish I could be doing that. And maybe I just shouldn't give it up and, you know, throw 2014 over my shoulder and say, maybe next year. Or you're going to be super proud of yourself. You're going to give yourself a pat on the back and say, you know what? I'm here right now. I'm, you know, setting a career for myself. I'm, you know, making money to, you know, make all my dreams and my goals come true. And right. Well, I don't set goals anymore. I just kind of think about them and they flow to me. Right. So you just focus on what you do want. You focus on the changes that you do want to make. Right. And you focus not on what you're giving up. Right. So when you see those things, when you see on Instagram and on Twitter and on Facebook and, you know, when you see these things that are so tempting to you, the best approach is to obviously feel that sense of empowerment, feel that sense of being, of I have evolved myself. I once did this. And I no longer do this. And when I say evolve, I literally mean evolve. You're changing the structure of your cells. You're changing your cellular being. When you quit something, when you quit smoking, when you quit a way of thinking, you are changing the molecular structure of your being. Your cells are changing. They are. When you stop smoking cigarettes, your cells are no longer dependent upon that nicotine to feel normal. And then all of a sudden, you have energy. When you let go of that bashful thinking, when you let go of that self-destructive thing, the way of thinking, your cells literally change. Your cells expand. When you feel better, your body expands energetically in a positive way. That's what feeling better is. You're opening up. You're allowing the wholeness of who you are to flow through you. That's feeling better, right? That's why when you feel mad, you're pinched off. You literally feel pinched off. What are you pinched off from? Yourself, the wholeness of who you are. That's why anger, frustration, resentment, self-destruction, all these things have that pinchy feeling. You get mad. Why are you mad? What is being mad? What is being mad? It's pinching off energy. It's pinching your tubes, pinching your piping. Do you know what I'm saying? You're not letting it flow. So that's how you can be affected with your resolutions via social media. Now, what I'm going to move into, guys, is talking to you about how you can affect the world, how you can affect the people that follow you and that you follow or whatever, you know, how you can affect people via social media. So instead of posting pictures of what's going on in the world, right? Everybody's always posting things out, bad things. Oh, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? Da da da. You know. Everybody, it's always about what's going on. It's always about, you know, what is. Let's not talk about necessarily what is. Let's talk about what we want to be. Let's talk about this beautiful transition that we are in the middle of. Let's talk about this powerful momentum that we're feeling and what's going to come of it. Do you know what I'm saying? So if you go on Instagram and you start posting pictures of, you know, yourself doing great, you know, just something as simple as that. Let other people know that there's people that are doing great. Right? Because just like I said, when you see somebody doing something that resonates with you, you want to do something similar. So whether it's, you know, something that is harmful that resonates with you, or whether it's something that's extremely powerful and positive that resonates with you. If you see somebody doing that, especially one of your friends, right? You know them. You think, oh, if so-and-so is doing that, I want to do that, blah, blah, right? Then you start this whole chain of inspiration. You start this whole chain of inspiration. It's just like, it's very similar, right? There's this woman that it was in the news. This was maybe about a year ago, but it was such an inspiring story. And social media is the exact same way in this sense. There's this woman that there was, I guess, a drive-through Starbucks. And this woman, you know, there's one window where you order and then you pull up, and the next window is where you receive your drink and then you pay. Well, I guess this one woman, what she had done is she had paid for the person behind her. She said, okay, you know, I'll pay for my drink, and then however much the person's behind me cost, just charge it. And when the person behind that lady came up to the window, obviously the barista said, well, actually that person in front of you just paid for your drink. So the person behind that woman paid for the person behind their drink. So it started this chain reaction. Just because somebody did something nice, just because somebody showed an example of compassion, just because somebody showed an example of something that resonated with other people. By the end of it, it was something like 50 people, 50-something people later paid for the person's drink. And even when there wasn't a line, even when there was no line, the line exhausted out, and this was in the news story, the last person or whatever gave the barista something, you know, like $5 and just said, you know, whoever comes next in line, just pay for their drink and just know that it's taken care of. Or have them pay the difference, whatever it is. The point is, by this one woman pursuing this act of kindness, by this one woman showing other people what feels good, it feels good to pull up and hear that the person in front of you that you've never ever met just picked up your drink, just took care of you. Why? Because it's a nice thing to do. How inspiring is that? Doesn't that make you then want to pay for the person behind you? Yes, that's the whole point. Same with what people are posting on social media. When people are posting, you know, negative things, and this is going on in the world, and this is going on in the world, people are inspired by these things. So then what do? They perpetuate the momentum. They perpetuate the momentum. They perpetuate the momentum. And then they either add more positive things or more negative things. But it is up to you to decide which way on the teeter-totter you choose to lean. So how can you inspire yourself and other people via social media? Post things, post comments, post pictures of yourself doing things for the better, right? Changing yourself in a positive way. Post yourself, you know, eating super healthy food. And, you know, because in that way, when somebody sees you eating really healthy food, they're going to say, oh, that's really good. Maybe I'm going to start eating healthy food. I know when I'm on Instagram and I see, I'll tell you this, when I see people in the snow, I was like, wow, I got to go to the snow. And it inspired me to go to the snow, right? I'm going to plan a trip. Definitely by, you know, mid-January. When I see somebody eating like some really nice vegan cuisine, I'm like, man, I want that. And then chances are, later that night, I'm going to find some sort of really nice vegan cuisine. Just because it looked so good. Just because it felt so good when I saw it. I resonated with it. So what do I do when I resonate with something? Is you embrace it. You act on it. You keep the momentum. You perpetuate the momentum. Because it feels good. That's it. And check this out. We're going to go one step deeper. When you're posting things of yourself doing better and improving your life, the new evolved me. Look at me now. I'm doing great. When you post that, not only do other people see it, but you see it. It's recognition for you. It's, what's the word I'm looking for? recognition. It's affirming. It's confirmation. That's the word I'm looking for. It's recognition. It's recognition. Recognition and confirmation that you are living up to the highest of yourselves. You are doing the things that you want to do to change yourself for the better. Because when you go onto your Instagram, when you log into your social media, you see people commenting and doing, oh, that's great, man. That's awesome. Right? Or even you just look at a picture of you doing great, as opposed to when you did smoke, or when you were in that destructive relationship, or when you were with that, you know, shitty job that you just hated, and then you aligned with yourself and opened up for an opportunity to bring you exactly what you've been waiting for. You know, when you see these changes, it inspires you to keep perpetuating that positive momentum into becoming more and 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 more of who you want to become. That's it. You can never get it done. It's never over, and you can never get it done. You can never get it done, and it's never going to be over. 2014 New Year's resolution, you're never going to get it done. You're always going to keep adding new things to yourself. It's just, you know, at the pace that you want to do this. It's evolution, man. You're evolving yourself. You're evolving yourself. And that's why it's so powerful to embrace these changes. Embrace these changes. And don't let. Dave says don't let. And don't let the lack of something hold you back from the gain of something new. You never lose. You never lose. Loss is an illusion. Loss is an illusion. I cannot stress this enough. You never lose anything. You only gain. You only gain. When you stop smoking, when you end that destructive relationship, you are not losing anything. You are not losing the cigarettes. You are not losing a relationship. You're gaining momentum in the direction of where you want to live your life. That's it. And that's powerful stuff. I mean, if you can understand that, and if you can apply that deliberately to your life, man, you're unstoppable. You're absolutely limitless. There's nothing that you can't do. Right? If you view every aspect of your life as gaining and adding momentum towards the things that bring you happiness, joy, laughter, love, right? Then you are living the life of a king, of a god. You are all God. You are all source. You are all pure energy. And it is up to you how amazing you feel via how aligned you are with that wholeness, right? This is not religious. There's no religious, you know. No, it's about feeling better. That's it. That's all it's about, is feeling better. And perpetuating the momentum of feeling better. That's it, guys. That's it. This has been such a inspirational episode with you guys here at the Vibration Station. I want to thank each and every single one of you. I love you guys with all of my heart. I hope that we've all learned something today on the Vibration Station, right? Do not get down on yourself if you fall back on your New Year's resolution. Just ride the rocket of desire that is launched out of the contrast. The contrast being what you no longer want in your life. And always remember that you can control the way that you feel regardless of the situation. You are infinite source energy that is pure positive energy and love and happiness. That's it. That's all you are. And it's a blessing to share this Sunday with you guys. Feel free to follow me on Twitter. It's just Vibration Station. Right? 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 You can also check out Facebook, Dave's Good Vibration Station. Yeah, we're just trying to get the love. We feel the love. We're giving the love. We're getting the love. Right? We're in this snowball perpetuation of positive energy and momentum. Always unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from your boy Davey's heart to you. Love you guys so much. I'll see you next week. How fast we could smoke, had a roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had stacks of dimes. We got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. Till at moms get drunk and blaze, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling X or getting late now.